Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa had girls' night out last night.
I did. We had so much freaking fun.
I totally forgot that that happened last night.
I didn't want to mention it to you because I didn't want to rub it in your face.
You purposely didn't mention it yesterday.
I purposely did not mention it yesterday.
Yeah, because I thought that was strange because all of a sudden someone was sending out pictures of girls' night out. And it looked like a lot of fun. And there's Alyssa and, like, I don't know, it looked like 25 listeners. And I know you guys had dinner last night, right?
Yeah, we went to Quaker Steak and Lube and did, like, dinner and some drinks. They even had, like, a little, like a specialty, like, drink menu. One of the specialty drinks was so good, by the way. And then we played a quick game of Never Have I Ever, all of us. And I gave away some, we had some Cinemark gift cards to give away. And then we popped over to the movie theater.
Which is right next door.
Right next door.
Cinemark and it was Valley View.
It was the theater just for us. So it was like fully reserved just for us.
I love it when they do that.
It was so cool.
Because I hate it when there's other people in there and they're like strangers and they have no idea what's going on. I'm so glad they reserved the theater just for you guys.
Oh yeah. The vibes were high. Cause like we all had like, you know how bachelorette parties, they do like sashes?
Uh-huh.
We all had bride hard sashes because that's the movie that we were going to see. And we had like some fun little like bachelorette props at Quaker Steak and Lube beforehand. We were taking like pictures. So it was a lot of fun.
Did you stay for the entire movie?
I dipped out about halfway through.
Yeah.
I had to be that person, and I felt like such a lame-o.
No, I've done that a million times at movie premieres. I will go and I will say hi to everybody and make sure everybody's in their seat. And then I go and then I leave, especially if it's a school night.
Like, yeah.
Because we're obviously at work this morning. So staying out late for a movie, while it sounds fun, you pay for it the next morning. So I completely understand you leaving early.
It was really good. Like the half of the movie that I saw, it was really good. It was starting to really like heat up. But what I was getting more concerned about, because like I said, the movie was good. Totally not the movie's fault. I could feel myself starting to get a little dozy. And you know how I've said, I have a habit of falling asleep in theaters. Really didn't want to do that for girls' night with everybody there. So I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time for bed. I got to go.
Hopefully somebody would have woken you up so you'd be at work on time this morning.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good time last night. We've got a lot to get into this morning. We're have some good vibes happening a little bit later on. Share your good vibes with us. Am I the Bleep Hole is at 7:25. And then Alyssa, if her brain isn't too tired and brain dead.
I don't know about all that.
We'll play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 7:55 and 8:55 this morning on the Q Morning Show. Lady Gaga, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So while Alyssa had girls' night out last night, dinner and a movie, I was in Medina, essentially Medina, for my oldest son Will's baseball game. I say Medina, it was actually like 12 or 15 miles south of Medina.
Oh.
I don't know where I was last night.
You were in the middle of a cornfield.
I don't know. I was.
Basically.
It wasn't corn. It was soy.
Oh.
We think.
We're still not sure.
Well, one of the dads took his iPhone and he took a picture of the plant that we were sitting next to and put it
That's such a dad thing to do.
He used the Google Lens?
Yeah, to like try to identify it.
And he took a picture and then, yeah, so we think we were next to some soy fields. But the baseball field was like pushed up right next to this farm, this soy field.
Uh-huh.
And it was very enjoyable. I mean, it's beautiful, gorgeous views.
Mm-hmm.
And the baseball game was great, except every two or three innings, someone would fire a gun.
What?
And that was kind of jarring.
someone at the game or someone off in the distance, perhaps at the soy farm.
Who knows what happens on the farm?
You don't even know where you were, let alone what was happening.
I don't know where I was at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why someone would fire a gun, like target practice. You know, is it deer hunting season? Is it duck hunting season? Is it wabbit season? I have no idea what happens down there.
I am not the person to ask either. I have no clue.
But it was a long, scenic drive and, you know, chickens running around and free in people's yards.
It's always crazy when I see that. You know, I just saw that over the weekend in, like, North Royalton. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, like, there's chickens in your front yard. Throws me every time.
Yeah, they seem to stay in the yard, right?
They do. And I'm like, how... I would be so concerned about them running away.
You know, for dogs, you have to get that invisible fence sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you don't have to do that with chickens.
No, they're probably like chilling, especially if they've got a good coop. They don't want to go anywhere.
There probably is something to that. Like they want to stay in their general area.
Yeah.
Like someone who knows more about chickens would probably be able to educate us on that.
Oh, I'm sure someone out there is way more of a chicken expert than us. So if that's you, 216-474-0104.
Why don't chickens just run away? Why, why do you feel so confident about your chickens that they're going to stay in your yard?
And not go anywhere.
I would like to know that. Okay, so that's one thing that we want to know today. Here's something else that I wanted to ask. I've been meaning to ask this for a while. And I've heard this on a commercial. It's a radio commercial that we air, actually. So I'm not going to play it because I don't want the sponsor to get upset or anything like
You're
that.
Right, yeah.
But in the commercial, they mention NEO. They say NEO.
Oh, yeah. We briefly talked about this a couple days ago for Northeast Ohio.
Right.
NEO.
They're like, here in NEO. And I'm like, where? Where are you? NEO. Like, who says that?
I've never said it like that, but I'll write it sometimes like NEO. I do that sometimes.
Sure. I wrote it down right here. NEO.
Yeah, but I won't just say it.
But I don't say NEO. And so I was wondering, is that a thing? Do people actually call Northeast Ohio NEO and I'm not aware of it?
Yeah, maybe we both are unaware of it.
My thoughts are on this radio commercial, somebody in New York read the commercial and they have no idea. It said NEO in front of them.
Oh, you're probably so right.
And they're just like, okay, I'll just read this NEO
yeah.
when they were supposed to say Northeast Ohio. That's my guess, but I don't really know.
I would put money on the fact that you're right. But again, we might just be totally off base here. Who knows?
So we have some unofficial polls going on here. First of all, do you call it NEO? Or should it be Northeast Ohio and that's it? Also, do you know why chickens don't run away?
If you have answers to either of those questions, we would love to know.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. All right, we're doing our own research this morning. So I literally was trying to call feed stores in Medina.
Were you really?
In the last few minutes.
That's who you were trying to call?
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're not up.
So I was like deep in Medina, like south of Medina last night. And Alyssa and I were just talking about, you know, how you see residences that have chickens running around their front yard. And how do you know that the chickens are going to stay there? Like, how do you know that they're not going to
run
away?
How are you so confident that they're not going to go anywhere?
You know, we're used to, you know, dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a dog would, unless they're trained or if you had the invisible fence, the dog, there's a danger that the dog is going to run away. Like, why don't chickens run away? But then I'm trying to call these feed stores and like Centerra Country Store in Medina, they don't open until 8 a.m.
Oh, geez.
The feed room at Smith Brothers in Medina, they don't open until 8 a.m. Now, that surprises me as well. Like, why aren't they getting an early start?
Oh, don't. Oh, do not even come at them for not being up as early as us.
Aren't the farmers supposed to get an early start? Aren't they the ones out there, like...
You have a point.
With us? Like, that was always my impression.
That is always what I thought, too. But you know what? Maybe they're sleeping in these days, and good for them. Little self-care. Beauty sleep.
So when I was growing up on the farm, like where I'm from, I grew up in Tuscarawas County.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of farmers down there. And the first radio station that I worked at down there actually had a farm report every morning and every afternoon.
What in the world does that consist of?
It's this guy who was just like, all right, now here's the futures on the he would talk about stocks of, you know, like agricultural stocks.
Uh-huh.
Because I guess farmers are really into that. You know, how cheap can you buy your corn and your wheat, you know, and things like that.
Hey, there's a market for everything.
But the farm report aired at 5:45 a.m. So I assume that the farmers were up listening to it at 5:45.
Yeah, I mean, they probably were. I don't know, maybe farmers these days, not how they were back in the old days.
Now the feed store doesn't even open up until 8 a.m.
Yeah, so what's going on?
So the farmers are sleeping in now, I guess? I don't know.
I don't know.
The Q Morning Show, it's Q104, Chapel Roan. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. All right, so I went to Google for the answers.
Did Google tell you?
It would have been more fun to talk to someone who works at a feed store.
Yeah, yeah, like we could very easily just Google these things, but where is the fun in that? There is none.
So AI says, chickens don't always run away. Well, so I guess that I take that to mean that they
sometimes they do.
Sometimes they run away. Because they are creatures of habit and they tend to stay near familiar and safe spaces like their coop. See, that's what you had guessed, that they wanted to stay near the coop.
Yeah, especially if they like their little coop house.
They also rely on humans for food and water, and once they associate humans with these resources, they may be less inclined to flee.
Okay. So basically, chickens become dogs. That's what I'm hearing.
In a way.
If
that's how you want to look at it, sure. But that answers our question this morning. See, we're getting stuff done.
Look at us go.
216-474-0104. That is how you call us. That is how you text us. We have good vibes. On the way at 6:55 this morning, the Q Morning Show. Let's go to Mayfield Heights. We're going to get a good vibe this morning from Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Please share your good vibe with us.
I took my dog out for a walk this morning, and she found this gigantic stick, and she carried it with her for the entire time, and now it's sitting on my couch.
Oh, you allowed the stick to come into the house.
I did. She's not going to get it forever because she'll strip the bark off soon. But for now, I'm letting her have it because she loves them so much.
Yeah, for now, she's obsessed with it. And this is her favorite stick.
Exactly.
There's this video, Alyssa, I don't know if you've ever seen it. I see it all the time when I'm doom scrolling on Instagram. There's this dog that brings in like almost an entire tree branch from the yard and jumps on the couch.
No, I have not seen that.
The parents are like, oh my God, get that out of here right now. And the dog jumps off the couch and runs back outside. But it's like this giant tree branch.
He's like, this is my prized possession.
Yeah, it's definitely like twice her size.
Aww.
Really long.
Oh my goodness.
But it makes her happy. So
that's all that matters.
Enjoy.
Exactly.
Thank you, Rebecca, for sharing a good vibe this morning.
Yeah, of course.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So when is it that TikTok is supposed to be illegal again?
I didn't know that we were still doing this. I honestly forgot.
Oh, we're still doing it.
Okay.
So when is it? Like this week, right?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow? Wait.
Well, the news story, and I'm so tired of seeing this news story, the president will sign an order extending the deadline for TikTok's Chinese owner to sell TikTok. And this is the third time that this deadline has been extended since January 20th. I'm just finding it, as this keeps going on, as they keep kicking the can down the road, I think the case that TikTok is somehow dangerous and they're worried about the Chinese government having access to our sensitive data. And I say I'm not on TikTok, so they don't have my sensitive data, but I'm using it collectively. That argument really doesn't work for me anymore. If it's
like no, I mean, like the way that I see it, if there are like, I feel like millennials joke a lot, like, my Chinese spy has to be so concerned about my mental health. Like if there actually are spies on TikTok, if anything, they're like, oh girl, are you okay? Do you need to talk? Like, that's it. I'm so sick of this news story. Just get rid of it.
Well, it's like with my kids. Like, if I tried to tell my kids, it's really important for you to clean your room. It's really, really important for you to do it. You have 90 days to clean your room. And if your room isn't clean in 90 days, there's going to be repercussions. And then 90 days goes by and it's like, oh, is your room clean? Oh, no, it's not. Okay. Well, I'm giving you another 90 days because this is really important.
That's exactly how this feels. That is exactly how this feels.
And then after a while, the kids are like, what in the heck?
Like clearly I'm not, clearly it's never going to like go poorly. It's just going to keep getting kicked down the road.
Yeah.
So
how long is this going to go on?
I have no idea.
And if it's so detrimental for the Chinese government to have our secrets, then just take it away. But it's not. You're going to have a really hard time making that argument.
I also just feel like everybody really like said their goodbyes. What was that, like January the first time? And like everybody revealed their deepest, darkest secrets, which they should not have done on TikTok. They were like, oh, before this app goes away, let me just say. But like we already said our goodbyes. I feel like the grief, the mourning, it was already there.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just kind of like, if it's going to go away, just get it gone. We already saved all of our videos.
All right.
I got everything I need.
Let's hit the snooze alarm. We'll be talking about this again in 90 days. All right. Am I the bleep hole on the way this morning? I think we're going to call her Michaela. It's not her real name, but she is having an issue. This is interesting to me because Michaela is the boss. Like, she's in charge of people. And there's an issue at work that she wants to let us know about. And is she the bleep hole? She's legitimately asking, am I the bleep hole for making this policy at work? We'll get into it next. The Q Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Show Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole? I'm very interested to find out what's going on with Michaela. Also, this might not be her real name, so I hear. It really doesn't matter. I don't even know why we say that, because who's going to be listening to this and be like, hey, Michaela, that's not really Michaela. That's a fake name. Like, no one would know. If we would just say it's Michaela from Cleveland, nobody would really know if it's fake or not. Michaela, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on with us anonymously. Tell us what's going on with you. Who thinks that you might be a bleep hole?
Well, it's one of my employees.
Ooh.
And
all right.
I'm sure that there would be a lot of reasons why one of your employees might think that. Why are you worried about it right now, though?
Okay, so I'm not going to get into exactly where I work, but I am the manager at the restaurant that I work at.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, one of my employees requested a long weekend for upcoming 4th of July weekend. And that, like, months ago, I had, like, 4 employees already request that weekend off. So it's already been blocked off for a very long time. So this employee, she puts in this request to take off a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the 4th of July. And then she comes up to me and she says, hey, I just need you to know I'm not trying to go and party. I actually need to go down to Clearwater, Florida. And her dad, they just decided to do this because apparently her grandmother's in a nursing facility down there. And apparently she's not doing well. And before I denied the request, I went to my other employees, like that. I just tried to see, is there anybody that could cover just before outright denying it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can budge, and I had to deny her request. And I just feel really like she's really upset about it. And, you know, it's like, I don't know. You know, I just feel like the total bad guy here. And I'm in a tough spot. I already know the 4th is going to be totally busy because it always is. And I just can't be any more short-staffed. And I really feel bad about denying her request. And, you know, it's her grandma.
All right, Alyssa, let me ask you this, because you have worked in the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that it's very difficult to keep a full staff over a holiday weekend.
Nearly impossible.
You have to make your vacation requests well in advance, as Michaela said.
Yeah, you really do, especially the 4th falling so close to the weekend. I could see how this is a problem.
Yeah, I just feel really bad. I mean, I want to give her the weekend off, but I can't. We will drown if we don't have that amount of employees.
Let me ask you, this is the thing that occurred to me. Let me ask you this, Michaela, or maybe Alyssa knows. Do you have to take off a vacation day in order to make this trip? Are there personal days that can be used? Is there, I was going to say bereavement days. I think that you can only use those if a family member has passed. Is there any other pathway for this employee to get to Florida to visit her grandmother in a nursing home?
You don't get vacation days. You don't get a set amount of time off. Like, they don't go into it knowing, like, oh, I get 10 days off a year. Mm-hmm. You don't get a set amount of time. At least that's been my experience working in restaurants. So you put in your request, hope that it gets approved, and that's kind of it.
And you don't think this employee, Michaela, you don't think this employee is making this up just to get off 4th of July weekend? You don't think she's using sick grandmother as the excuse? You really believe her?
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, have you never used a grandmother to get out of something?
I actually never have. Oh. I could never bring myself to do it, but I forgot that that is a very common excuse.
Let's put a pin in that, because I have used grandmother.
Whew.
I mean, I'm trusting here. I don't think that that's the case. I mean, it very well might be, but it just doesn't feel like it. I know I've heard her mention something about family in Florida before, so it's not like...
Like, it lines up.
Even if the grandmother did pass away, it would be very hard to give her time off right now. Like,
well,
either way.
Well, that doesn't sound right. If there's a death in the family, then you just got to be short for that weekend, right?
Welcome to the service industry.
216-474-0104. Michaela runs a restaurant. She has an employee that wants to take off 4th of July weekend to go visit her grandmother in a nursing home in Florida. What can Michaela do? Is she the bleep hole for not honoring her employee's vacation request?
Ooh, and this too, if anybody else has been in this position, if you've been a manager and you've had to deny something like this, how did you go about it?
216-474-0104. It's the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole on Q104? Michaela joined us a few minutes ago. Michaela is a manager of a restaurant, of which we are not mentioning for obvious reasons. But Michaela has an employee issue where she's looking ahead to the big 4th of July weekend, where she expects is going to be extra busy, and some of her servers have already asked off for that weekend, so she needs this particular employee to be there the 4th of July weekend. However, this employee has come to her and has said, my grandmother, who resides in a nursing home in Florida, is not doing well. My entire family wants to go down there over July 4th to visit her. And Michaela wants to deny the request. In fact, I think she has denied the request.
She did deny the request. She just feels like a monster about it, it sounds like.
So we have people that have, or maybe currently are, working in the service industry. Let's start with Chris in Medina. Chris, your thoughts.
Yes. So we understand this completely, because we work 24/7 and we have to deny requests as well, because, you know, that limits us as well. So what if Michaela offers her, you know, instead of the weekend, maybe starting Monday, she could go down. I know it's not with her family, but it would at least give her some reprieve to, like, be able to go down and see her. I totally get it. I feel for you, because we've had to do that as well. My other thought is sometimes people aren't happy with that answer and they'll call off. So
yeah,
that's another debacle.
She might end up being short-staffed.
Anyway.
If she called off, is that a fireable offense? Like, could you dismiss that server because you know exactly why they called off? For us,
it depends. Like, that's a huge weekend for us, and we have on-call rotations. So if an on-call person calls off, depending on their past history, it's either a written warning, or if it's a occurrence that happens often, they could be suspended.
Oh, wow.
With no pay.
Yeah.
All because you want to visit your grandmother.
I mean, that is a very big weekend, though. Like I said, I have worked in restaurants. I know they get slammed.
Jane in Parma Heights. Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you have some experience in the service industry as well. Is that right?
I do, yes.
What are your thoughts on this?
So my thoughts are, I think Michaela should stick to her guns because, you know, the other employees asked first. So it's only fair that Michaela gets denied. I get it. The grandma is not doing well, but maybe the family can plan it for another weekend. You know, Michaela has to understand this is her job. And, yeah, there is a chance she's going to call off, but I think that's the chance Michaela's going to have to take. But I think she should stick to her guns and deny the request.
Wow, this sounds harsh. You're right. I would not be able to survive in the service industry.
It really is. It can be harsh. It's sticky. You don't have expected time off, and situations like this happen all the time.
Mandy in Parma. Now, you thought of another consequence if Michaela denies the employee's request to go down to Florida. Is that right?
Yeah, I was just thinking if she gets ticked off and she just says, you know, I want to see my grandma before anything happens to her, and she just quits, then the store is going to be screwed for the rest of the summer. And then, you know, she's going to be in a jam for a few months instead of just a couple days.
That's a real thing. And especially now, isn't it set up now where it's difficult to find help? It's difficult to find servers. And so they may need to hold on to her.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that I did not even think about. But one of the mantras that I've always lived by, especially if it was something with family, when it comes to jobs, it's just a job.
I don't envy.
And you can always get another job, but you can never get another grandma. So
but also I don't envy Michaela's situation here.
No.
Because she's in charge of running this restaurant.
Yeah.
She needs servers there for July 4th. She wants to be compassionate for her employee, but she also runs the risk, whatever her decision is, runs the risk of having this employee quit on her.
Yeah. I mean, I do have to say, at least Michaela, I think it says a lot that she's even just feeling these feelings that she's having of feeling bad about having to deny it. I think that says a lot about her as a manager, that she has that kind of empathy for her employees. And I think maybe, you know, work with this employee and maybe try to figure out a different weekend. See if that's workable. I'm confident that they will be able to figure something out, though.
All right. Anything further, you can text us 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Benson Boone, The Q Morning Show. I think it was last week and the week before, we were giving away passes to hang out with Alyssa during Girls Night Out, dinner and a movie. That was last night.
It was. We had so much fun.
Alyssa had a fantastic time.
We missed you, though, Bill. I know it was Girls Night, but...
Oh, don't say that. That's not
we
true.
We did. We were wishing that you were there. I was like, I should have just made him come and, like... We were all wearing sashes, like, you know, bachelorette sashes. We had some of those. I was like, that would have been fun. Put a tiara on Bill, little sash. You would have loved it.
You know how you can get me there?
What?
You don't call it Girls Night Out and make me feel like I'm not welcome.
Oh, that, you're welcome.
That was the way that this night was originally pitched was supposed to be a Bill and Alyssa night out. And then Alyssa in the meeting, she's like, no, I want it to be Girls Night Out. Just girls.
But I also said I want you to have a boys' night out. I'm pushing for this. I want like a Topgolf, like a bar night. Go walk around Home Depot, you and the guys.
Yes, because that's exactly what I... the kind of thing that I love to do, walk around Home Depot.
I don't know what else guys do.
No, I'm kidding. Of course, I think it's wonderful that everybody had a good time last night. This week, we have tickets to see A Day to Remember and Yellow Card. At Blossom Music Center in September, we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes. We have Sierra from Lyndhurst this morning. Sierra, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for playing our game. It's a 5-question trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And If somehow you are stuck in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions, Sierra?
I am.
Question one. Finish this lyric from Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Buy me some peanuts and...
Cracker Jacks.
Question two. It's the city where you can find the Golden Gate Bridge.
San Francisco.
Question three. Fenty Beauty is the name of whose cosmetic brand?
Rihanna.
Question four. The name of the actress who plays 11 in Stranger Things?
Millie Bobby Brown.
And our final question. His name is Chris Crocker and a super fan of a certain musical artist. And in 2007, he went viral pleading for everyone to do what?
Ooh, I remember this. Leave Britney Alone.
Oh my gosh! What an amazing performance by Sierra. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? This is incredible. I believe the contestant yesterday went 5 for 5. Alyssa!
Right here.
Sierra and Lyndhurst just went 5 for 5.
Oh, okay. Okay. What I miss?
Didn't the contestant yesterday go 5 for 5?
Yes.
So 2 days in a row at 7:55, another 5 for 5 contestant. You've got to beat Sierra.
I got to get my brain working.
You have to get all 5 questions correct.
All right.
I am not going to score you. We're just going to go through all 5 questions and we'll find out who wins at the end. Question number one. Finish this lyric from Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Buy me some peanuts and...
Cracker Jack.
Question two. It's the city where you can find the Golden Gate Bridge.
San Francisco.
Question three. Fenty Beauty is the name of whose cosmetic brand?
Rihanna.
Question four. The name of the actress who plays 11 in Stranger Things?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Final question. His name is Chris Crocker, and he's a super fan of a certain musical artist. And in 2007, he went viral pleading for everyone.
Leave Britney alone!
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You both went 5 for 5. That is crazy.
Let's go. Good job, Sierra.
Yay.
Sierra's not happy.
Oh, Sierra should be happy. She just went 5 for 5.
I know, but you went 5 for 5.
Okay, but we both went 5 for 5. We can both celebrate.
Like, I'm impressed. Like we got it. Like, I'm happy about that. That's cool.
Right, but she doesn't get to graduate from Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I think that's what she wanted. She wanted the pennant. She wanted the diploma.
You're a graduate in my heart.
She wanted the fanfare.
Oh, thank you.
She doesn't get any of that. However, she does get tickets to see A Day to Remember and Yellow Card at Blossom in September.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh. Yay. My name is Sierra. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here this morning. Our phone number is 216-474-0104. That is also the number that you can text us. So someone texts in, it's not fair that you ask Alyssa music questions during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Why is that not fair?
She's in the industry.
Oh, barely.
You're in the music industry?
I am. I know, right? That's news to me.
That's an interesting comment. It's not fair that I ask you music questions because I'm trying to stump you as I'm trying with any question.
You certainly have stumped me, I feel like, on some music questions.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
You get some of them, but you also miss some music questions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's anything to do with music before I was born in 1993, there's a good chance I'm going to have a hard time with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because we work for a radio station that plays music. I don't know if that necessarily gives us an advantage.
It definitely does not. You would be absolutely floored at some of the music that I show Bill that he's like, what?
Yeah.
I just had to show him, what was it, like 2 weeks ago? Because we knew that we had A Day to Remember concert coming up and we were going to be giving away tickets. And he was like, I've never heard of them.
I will freely tell you right now, I have never heard of that band, and I don't know any of their songs.
And I was like, Bill, you don't know A Day to Remember? This is like, I grew up with this. I love them.
And I only know one song from Yellow Card.
Well, it is a great song. I'm glad you at least know that one. I'll give you kudos for that.
So we'll continue with the music questions, and I'm going to continue to try to stump you with the music questions.
Please do. I welcome it. And if you ever need to absolutely, like, definitely, without question, stump me, just ask me who is on any dollar bill. I'm never going to know. Straight up, I'm never, ever going to know that answer.
We'll play Alyssa's College of Knowledge again this morning, 8:55, for A Day to Remember and Yellow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Car tickets, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up again right around 8:55. The only thing, I've been spending so much time on our text machine, the only thing that anybody has texted us about in the last hour is about Alyssa's College of Knowledge. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. Here's a text. It's not fair that the caller this morning, Sophia, she played Alyssa's College of Knowledge. She went 5 for 5. And you went 5 for 5. So technically she flunked out because the rules are all ties go to Alyssa. And so she flunked out. She's like, not fair that the last caller flunked out. You should do a tiebreaker. This person says music questions are fine, but someone who goes 5 for 5, there's a lot of people commenting on this. Music questions are fine, but someone who goes 5 for 5 should get a diploma.
I don't disagree. I don't make the rules. I just play the game.
I know. Alyssa and I did not make the rules. I know the person in the company that came up with the rules, and there's a reason why we don't have a tiebreaker. And I don't know if it's even worth getting into, but there's a reason. It's not like we are ignoring the request for a tiebreaker. It's just that there's just a reason why we can't have one.
But it
makes sense. But maybe we can change the rule where if somebody goes 5 for 5,
then they still graduate. They still get a diploma, because that is the one thing that really bums me out when people go perfect. And then if I get all 5 as well, and then they don't technically graduate.
But I think that's the first time it's ever happened. I think, isn't it?
It's happened like one or two times before, too.
That someone went 5 for 5,
yes,
and you also went 5 for 5?
And okay, so like they technically flunk out because they tie.
I mean, we can go to the rules committee and we can make a petition or something.
Yeah, we can send this up the ladder.
Get some signatures.
Yeah.
Look at these texts.
This is what the people want.
So the new rule would be, the new rule that we're proposing is that if someone goes 5 for 5, no matter what happens, they get a diploma. They graduate.
Right. They graduate. I think that if they go 5 for 5, they've got to be a graduate.
We can't do any
better than that.
We can run it by the rules committee and see what happens. It's a committee. It's like going to Congress. It's like we have to go to Capitol Hill to get a rule change.
We just got another text as we're talking about this. We do not care what the reason is for not doing a tiebreaker. It doesn't make sense why there is no tiebreaker.
It does make sense when your boss is telling you you can't have one. That's how it makes
sense. We don't make the rules. We just play the game.
All right. Well, hopefully it'll just be so easy in the next round of Alyssa's College of Knowledge that Alyssa will just flat out lose. Find out what happens coming up in less than 10 minutes. Hang on.
My boss saw me on my phone. I got to go to the break room.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. Okay, so you're not going to get in trouble over this. You're not going to get, like, suspended or fired because you're playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
No. I am headed to the break room. I will not get fired. But I love Yellow Card and A Day to Remember.
You're making me very nervous. I really want you to get these tickets. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Okay, I am ready to go. I'm in the break room, and I'm ready to take her down.
All right, question number one. They used to be known as the celebrity couple Bennifer.
Ooh, I am not, I don't know that one.
Just need two celebrity names.
Oh,
They were in a relationship twice.
I'm just going to say Jennifer Aniston and Ben Affleck. I don't even think they were together, but I'm so bad at this.
All right, let's move on to question two. It is the only U.S. state that makes and sells coffee.
Makes and sells coffee. I'm just going to say Idaho.
Question number three. In 1995, Alanis Morissette released an album featuring the songs You Oughta Know and Ironic. Name that album.
Jagged Little Pill.
Question four. What is the name of the popular prebiotic soda originally pitched on Shark Tank and just acquired by Pepsi that is made with apple cider vinegar and is good for your tummy?
Apple cider vinegar. I'm just going to say Mountain Dew. This is a rough one today.
It's almost over. Final question. What is the term for a word or a phrase that is spelled the same both forward and backward?
Forward and backward. It's not an acronym. Is it an I don't know. I'm so tongue-tied.
No, it's okay, all right, Tyler. It's all right. I'm going to let you off the hook here, okay?
Okay.
Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Tyler, breathe easy. It's going to be okay. First, tell me where Loveland is, and then if you're able to, tell me where you work. We might as well get you a free plug, and maybe that'll make the boss happy.
There you go. Okay, so I live in Loveland, Ohio, which is near Cincinnati, Ohio, and I listen to you guys every day, and Yellow Card and A Day to Remember are like my two favorite nostalgic bands.
Heck yeah. Okay, I have an elder emo kid on the phone, I see.
I am an elder emo, yes. I am 33 years old, and I am more than happy to say I'm an elder emo and love that kind of music.
I am right there with you. Warped Tour is back this year, and it's not coming to Cleveland, but like this will do.
Yes, it will definitely do.
So you're listening to us on the Odyssey app?
Yeah, I'm streaming you guys, and I try to get in and get through every day to try to win some cool prizes like this.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
That's awesome.
All right, Tyler, let's see how you do then compared to Alyssa. Alyssa, I'm just giving you your 5 questions.
All right, let's go.
And at the end, we'll tell you the score. Question number one, they used to be known as the celebrity couple Bennifer.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
You are so close, Tyler.
I almost said Jennifer Aniston. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
That's what Tyler said. Like, they never dated, did they?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, but for some reason, my mind went there too.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, this is a long shot, but I'm going to just say Jennifer Aniston. Well, we had the same mind on that one.
Yeah, great minds.
Almost.
Yeah.
Question number two. It's the only U.S. state that makes and sells coffee.
Washington?
Sorry, it's Hawaii.
Ah!
Oh.
Never had Kona coffee?
No.
It's really good.
Oof.
Question three. In 1995, Alanis Morissette released an album featuring the songs You Oughta Know and Ironic. Name that album.
Jagged Little Pill.
Okay. So you both have a point. Question four, what is the name of the popular prebiotic soda originally pitched on Shark Tank and just acquired by Pepsi that is made with apple cider vinegar and is good for your tummy?
Is it Olipop? Is it
no.
Poppy?
It is Poppy. My wife also guessed Ollie yesterday when I played the game with her.
Oh, you played it with her too?
Oh, yeah, I always do. I always I always try to run the questions by her first before I ask you. She also guessed Ollie. It is Poppy. Final question. What is the term for a word or a phrase that is spelled the same both forward and backward?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It's a palindrome.
Oh, I've heard that before.
I have heard that, but I never would have guessed it.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a guess on my mind.
All right, well, I guess we had some tough questions today, but final score, Alyssa 2, Tyler 1. Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge. However, Tyler, the only question that you got correct was the music question. I can tell you're a lover of music, and I know you want the yellow card and a Day to Remember tickets. You've got them, my friend.
Whoa, that is amazing. Thank you, Q104.
Woo, let's go.
Yeah, let's go rock out, Alyssa. Let's do it.
Yes, I'll see you in the pit.
I'll meet you there. My name is Tyler, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.